And welcome to Only Good Vibes. I'm your host Dibs from Mauritius, and here you will get your daily dose of motivation and learn how to start living fully now. Also, I will be sharing with you my favorite motivational quote that helped me love and keep pushing me when I am feeling depleted. So please subscribe to Only Good Vibes and start off your day full of optimism. Stay motivated all day long and achieve your resolutions. Stay tuned for daily positive talks and don't forget to subscribe to Only Good Vibes with me, your host Dibs. Thank you. Welcome to Only Good Vibes podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from the Blessing of Cheerfulness. I will share with you the ways in which the lesson of cheerfulness can be learned. It is a lesson that we should learn whatever the cost. The person who carries about with them a cheerful spirit is a blessing wherever they go. We have no right to go among people with our complaints and our mumblings. It is part of the depth of love we owe to our fellow human beings to bring them always the best we have, not gloom and shadow and discouragement, but joy, hope, and happiness. We were made to be light in the world, to let our light so shine before others that they may see our good works and glorify the sublime. There is no light in discontent, complaining and gloom, and we are not realizing God's plan for our life when we let shadows hang about us. The blessings of cheerfulness are many. It blesses the individual themselves. It is a fountain of life in your heart. It makes you strong for all duty and struggle. Life is not half so hard for the cheerful person as it is for the one who is depressed and unhappy. Burdens are light when you can sing under them. Battles are easily won when the heart is glad. You've just listened to Only Good Vibes with your host Dibs. Subscribe to our podcast and catch our next episode. Thank you. Hello and welcome, you're now connected to Only Good Vibes podcast. Did you know that the right knowledge at the right time can transform your life? Give yourself new opportunities each day by staying connected to Only Good Vibes podcast. Thank you. So today I will be sharing with you 11 reasons why to be cheerful, but in different segments. Usually we tend to focus on our problems in life and we take for granted our blessings and achievements. It is natural that we think about the difficulties we face and the challenges we have to overcome. But there is a real danger that we do. When we do this, we can become weighed down with worry or negative feelings. It is always good to step back for a moment from our day-to-day cares and to list all the good things that are going well in our life. It will give us a positive lift and help to put our problems into perspective. There are some ways that you can count your blessings. So I would be listing a few points, 11 points, but for today I would be listing only 4. Point number one would be alive. Start by giving yourself a 1 point for being alive. It may sound silly, but wait for a moment. Your life represents a tiny interlude between the vast times when you did not exist and when you will be dead. You're in that tiny moment right now and you can do things to change your life. So be thankful for that at least. Point number two, health. If you're healthy and you do not suffer any major diseases or afflictions mark up another point. We take our health for granted and we only realize how important it is when we become ill. Most of us have minor ailments, but if you are reasonably healthy, then you're much better off than people suffering from serious illnesses, and you should be deeply thankful. Third point would be a relationship. So if you're in a stable relationship with another person, then chalk up another point. If you can honestly say that you love them and they love you, then give yourself a bonus point. Many people search for love without success. So if you have found it, then cherish it and count yourself lucky. Be thankful and grateful that you are loved and you can also love someone. The fourth point would be family. If you have children, siblings, brothers, sisters, your parents alive, then add another point. They may be frustrating and they will have their faults, but they are your flesh and blood. Whatever happens in your life, your family always remains your family. And if you have them around you, you should be thankful for that. And if you're not thankful, just ask someone who has just lost their family members. Be grateful for just everything you have. The water that you're drinking. For waking up every day, for being able to see a new day, the food that you're eating. If you can walk, be grateful that you are able to walk. You can hear, you can see. There are so many beautiful things around. You just need to focus on the good things. If you will focus on one good point, then you will have 10 other good points that will come up into your mind. But if you focus on the negative points, then you will start having many other negative points to focus on. So focus on the positive side, on the good things happening in your life. I will be talking to you about the other points in my next podcast. So please stay tuned. For today, that will be all. And please do subscribe to Only Good Vibes podcast. Share and tell your friend about it. Thank you. Stay tuned. With me, your host, Dibs. Bye-bye.